Kate Aline on Stray FM's Business Hub.
And now on the show, please welcome James from Kate Aline.
Good evening, Tom.
We are celebrating love. Love is in the air, love is all around. And the reason we're celebrating love on the Business Hub tonight is because we're talking about the importance of relationships with suppliers. And really, James, you should love your suppliers.
Everyone should love their suppliers.
You should.
Yeah, really, really important. Obviously, we have great relationships with our suppliers. We've been in the industry for over 30 years and we have some really strong bonds. There is some strong love with our suppliers. And similarly, you know, some of our customers, we like to feel we have some strong love with as well.
Great. Well, I'm loving that all this love is in the air and all around. It's so much nicer to be in love with a supplier than having to deal with a supplier who's not up to scratch. James, Kate Aline is a business, if people haven't heard of you, that supply hygiene solutions mostly to the catering trade, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in the industry a long time. We have built a really good reputation for giving extra service, extra value, and really building good relationships with our customers.
So there's loads of different suppliers out there. As a businessman yourself, I imagine you are contacted by lots of different reps from suppliers offering things here. I know in our office, we have it both ways as well. I mean, our sales team will be going out and contacting other businesses offering our services here. But we get a lot of reps coming into us to offer their services to the radio station as well. So I think all businesses understand this. But how do we get the best out of a supplier that we do choose to do business with?
Yeah, I think, you know, when people are trying to establish suppliers, whether it's for new products, whether it's to replace existing suppliers that have either come into difficulties that are no longer with us, unfortunately, or whether or not it is just reviewing, it has to be a two-way street. It is really important. The relationships that should be built have to be a two-way street. It has to be both parties getting value from the relationship. I think, you know, better service, better quality, sometimes often worth paying a little bit more for, but what about the added value? Okay, what you want to be trying to achieve, I would suggest, is maybe getting things at a similar price to what you've been paying. But what else can your suppliers bring to the table? What else can they do for you? What added value can they bring to your business?
Absolutely. And I think that's important for any supplier. I know here at Stray FM, for example, I know the guys, we work very hard to make sure that our clients are well looked after. I know that our sales guys will offer extra little bits and pieces, you know, even it's just small things like come down and see the studios, meet the presenters, bring your kids in, little things like that, just little extra bonuses that help just keep suppliers interested and happy and engaged with the station as a whole.
I think that's a really important, the word there, engage, you know, making sure that there is the relationship. It is very much not just a supplier and you're not just a number to, you know, the people, you're not just a customer number. The amount of some of our suppliers, bigger organisations, what's your customer account number? Not, oh, hi, James, how are you doing? Having sometimes that personal relationship really does make a massive difference.
Absolutely. There is a danger, though, with suppliers that if you've been with a supplier for a long time, perhaps because you've got a great relationship, that things can slide a bit, isn't there?
Yeah, again, from personal experience on our supplier side, sometimes you get mergers, you get acquisitions, you get some of your suppliers may have been taken over. It may be that a rep that you've had a fantastic relationship with is no longer with the company because they've retired or they've moved on to pastures new. I've just gone through an exercise where some of our suppliers, I've had to go back to them and say, you know, look, what are you doing for us now? It's a while since we've seen someone. Can someone come and see us? Can we look at things again? So complacency can sometimes set in. Readdressing that sometimes, are they still competitive? The market's changing so fast, whether it is, you know, our paper suppliers, I'm sure, whether or not sometimes it's a cleaner, whether it's sometimes that you've had a really good long-term relationship with, are their prices still competitive? Are they still offering what maybe some of the new suppliers in the industry, are they doing what some of those new people have got new ideas on? And sometimes, you know, they say that imitation is the biggest form of flattery. So some of these new people that are coming into the industry with new ideas, with new innovations, if their innovations are good, are your suppliers maybe doing something similar that you can really capitalise on and get great value from as well?
So, James, people are probably listening to this and thinking, I have that problem with a supplier. In my business, I know that one of my suppliers has got complacent. I don't feel I'm getting enough value from them anymore. Well, do you know what? And actually, I heard someone in our office say this recently. The prices seem to have slid up, and I'm not happy with the prices anymore. And I don't really know how it happened, but all of a sudden, our prices, I feel like they just think we're going to pay whatever they want, whatever they want to charge us. How do you at Caterline value suppliers? How do you prioritise what's important?
We have to prioritise. And again, it goes back to the added value. What are they doing for you? And again, what I've done recently is I've gone back to some of our customers where I've been able to renegotiate prices on some of our products that we've brought in, and now our prices have come down. People that are proactive in coming to you and saying, we've managed to negotiate some new deals, we're going to pass on some cost savings to you. Why not? You know, it helps that real good relationship between customer supplier. It gives them faith in what you're doing. It means that you're not just capitalizing on existing relationship, and as you say, perhaps a price slide up the way instead of down the way.
And you can also make sure that you're getting the most out of the supplier in the sense that they have expertise and advice that they could offer too.
Yeah, things that sometimes it's really difficult to put a value on. We at Caterline, we try to go back to added value, the expertise, telling people or suggesting to people that actually three products might not be as good as one, or one product might be better than three. So consolidation on some supplies, trying to get different products consolidated onto one line of purchasing.
It can also be, and I imagine you get this in your industry, a way of finding out a little bit about what your competitors are up to, or what's working and what isn't working in your industry, in other kitchens, because it's very difficult as a business to kind of walk into another restaurant and kind of go, oh, what are you using in your kitchen? Which supplier are you using? What's the best dishwasher? Because they're probably going to, they might not want to give you that information. However, James, you would be able to turn around and say, well, what's working for a lot of our clients is this.
Absolutely. Sharing the experience, yeah. Sharing that expertise. It's, as you say, going out there, seeing what's what and seeing what's current in the market. And again, innovation is really important. So your suppliers have to be kind of thinking about what is going to be best for your customers. I was approached by one guy who said, you know, look, storage, restaurant in London, storage is literally a broom cupboard. What can you do for us? We've been back to drawing board. We've innovated a new product, which is essentially four products in one. So instead of having four different products on the shelf, they have one product on the shelf. But again, making sure that, or some suppliers having adaptability to meet your requirements and be specific to your needs can sometimes be worth an absolute fortune. That whilst from a cost per box or a cost per unit might look out of the way, actually the convenience and the expertise associated with that product, you can't put a price on, you can't put a value on that.
So taking all of that, James, and very quickly, we're talking about the importance of being able to communicate with your supplier and things. Do you think being local or using local suppliers can help with that?
Yeah, I like to think that we whilst we're nationwide, we are a really good example of how local suppliers and how our customers locally get a massive benefit. Rudding Park up the road, a fantastic example of that being that, you know, should they need something, if one of their guys has run out of or miscounted something in the stock, generally it's there within 15 minutes. If it's one of the girls from the office sticking in the boot of their car and taking it up to them, that local supplier you could not get from a multinational supplier or someone who is literally, again, going back to, you are not an account number, you are Vcash from Rudding, who's phoning up saying, James, can you help me out? I've run out of this. The banqueting kitchen need that. Or if it's William Vicks who've run out of napkins, that kind of thing. So having that relationship with these guys, really, really important. And again, difficult to put a value on that.
So I think two major learns for me from this, James. I think one, as a business, big piece of advice is to always be checking your suppliers, make sure they're doing what you need them to do at the right price and that you're getting the best out of them. And the second one is, if you're a business that supplies, which you probably are, then making sure you're delivering to your customer highest possible customer service, because then when the customers are asking these questions, they're going to say, no, do you know what, I want to stick with them.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. James, if people want to find out more about Caterline, perhaps they have some needs around a kitchen in a workplace, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, get in touch with us. Obviously our Harrogate number, 01423 874 874, or please feel free to log onto our website, www.caterline.co.uk.
That's the line with a Y. in the middle where the I should be, just in case you just want to add the Y wherever you like. James, thank you very much. We're going to have some more love music, love suppliers as to play us out. Thanks for joining us, James.
Thanks, Tom. Cheers.
Kate Aline on Stray FM's Business Hub.